You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. It is an open line Thursday. If you want to chime in at 800-636-1067, you certainly can. EB, you were having technical difficulties when we opened up the show talking about what Washington has done at the GM position. So when we last did the show on Tuesday, we started talking about Marty Herney, who's coming over from two stints as the GM in Carolina. He's worked with Ron Rivera before, but now it looks like they're bringing in another Marty. They've got Martin Mayhew. So I'm wondering you, as the biggest Redskins fan, Washington football team fan that I know, you feel good about that? You bring back a little Nostalgia with Martin Mayhew?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's nice. It's a nice story. Look, from what I know, he's a very well-respected guy. He's been around the league forever. I don't know his acumen, but I assume that he's a top-notch professional, and it's great. I don't want to get carried away with my knowledge of Mayhew other than I loved him as a player, and I think it's great that you bring back an ex-Redskin. And I'm sure he's super good at his job. So I think they've brought in, I mean, the Herney deal's done, right? He signed it?
Pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, they've brought in two quality guys that have been around a long time. I mean, you got some veteran leadership there in the front office. There's no more Bruce Allen. You got, like, legit respected league executives. I think it's a huge upgrade. I mean, are they the best at their job? I don't know. I mean, is there some young hotshot, you know, like a Kyle Smith that maybe is better? I don't know. But there are two.
Old man cliche. The proof is in what?
Right.
The pudding.
The proof's
in, of course.
Right.
There hopefully
two,
chocolate pudding.
Specifically,
chocolate.
It'll be the proof will be in the wins and losses.
Right. But they're so two proven executives
who've
done this for a long, long time. They're not faking it like Bruce.
They both
they're
ran
not used
teams.
Car salesmen. Although the Marty Meatball story is hilarious
it's
to me.
It's a great story.
I think it's nothing but good. It's a huge upgrade. Nothing but good to say about it. And I know his nephew very well. And if the team doesn't want to accommodate us, I'm sure through my buddy we can get him on the show. No problem.
But Marty, I think Marty the team, Herney, yeah.
Yeah, I think the team will accommodate us, I'm sure.
Good. Yeah. Like I said, it's cool that, you know, he ran a team for, I don't know, almost 10 years in Detroit. He was obviously involved with a very good team the last couple with San Francisco as VP of player personnel. Mm-hmm. So he's got chops. And then he joins Marty. As long as those guys are all on the same page, who knows, you know, if Ron's still going to be above those guys in terms of making decisions, but maybe it's going to be equal. We'll see.
I don't think you have to all be on the same page. I think it's good to have different voices who maybe have different opinions. And then they come to an agreement at some point on picks or, you know, acquisitions or moves.
Here's what we know. They work well together. That's what we know.
Which
it doesn't mean they have the same opinion.
You want to
say work well together.
Good working relationship. And as long as Dan Snyder isn't in there throwing his hat in the ring, saying, "Well, I want this kid because he went to Bullis because I know who he is." Okay. As long as that's eliminated, as long as that part is out, then I'm
pretty sure. Got to be out.
Well, good. That's the way it should be.
Yeah.
I mean, because that's the way out. Competent teams
it's
are run.
It's out for now. I mean, it's been out before, too. Like, we thought, well, that's going to be out during the Gibbs era. It pops back. We thought that was going to happen with Shanny.
I mean, well, you know, I think while this group is around, I think
he's like
I think
It's like whack-a-mole with him.
He'll Dan Snyder, go on your yacht, take a long European vacation, enjoy your IMAX on your yacht, okay, and stay out of the football room.
Right.
Let those guys handle
this is going to be a huge offseason for all three of those guys.
Oh,
because
yeah.
They're going to have to decide, you know, maybe they do have a stopgap guy and a bridge quarterback, but, you know, they may make a trade for a big quarterback. They may draft a quarterback in the first round. So whatever they do at that position is going to define them at least for the next two or three years.
Did you guys talk about it while I was having my technical difficulties? That's why I'm upstairs here in the friggin' dining room. Mm-hmm. Did you guys talk about the Deshaun rumors and really kick that around?
Not yet. Not yet. Well, let's kick them around.
I mean, I know I went to bed last night with half chub because I'm reading the Pro Football Talk story that they're like going to be serious players in this. There's obvious interest, and they're going to go hard at bringing in a legit quarterback.
They're described as a sleeper team, right?
I didn't know if I saw sleeper. I thought a little stronger than that.
Washington was a sleeper team in the race for Deshaun.
Well, I kept trying to click on it, and my thing kept crashing.
Having tech issues.
There's probably five or six sleeper teams. There's going to be at least five or six teams that are going to be interested.
I thought I saw stronger than that, but let me see here. All I know is this, and a lot of people have asked me. Here's the NFL exec quote from the Yahoo story. I think Washington will be involved in the quarterback sweepstakes in a big way. So there you go.
They have to get much better at that position. You can't have a revolving door of Alex Smith. Well, here's Taylor Heineke coming out of nowhere.
At some point, you have to settle in on somebody.
Yeah, and it has to be somebody that's viewed as like a top 10 or a top 8 type of quarterback.
Yeah.
You can't expect to compete with a guy who's 37 with major health issues and Alex Smith has a hard time staying on the field, or basically undrafted guys like Taylor Heineke. Now, if you want Heineke in the room for depth and
I want him in the room
to be a capable backup, I'm all for that. But relying on him to be your 16-week starter, I think is a stretch at this point from the sample size that we've
seen. It's a huge
stretch. I'd like to be him in the room, but that's neither here nor there. When you start talking about Deshaun Watson, you're talking about another level. You're talking about an established guy, a guy I think I could, you know, proven in college, he could lead you to a championship. I think he's a quality guy character-wise. He has everything. He can do it all. He is the modern quarterback. And I honestly know this will upset people. You could have whoever you want on the roster. I'd prefer to keep Chase. I'd prefer to keep Montez. I'd prefer to keep the interior lineman, but you literally could take anyone off this roster. And I almost feel like you could have as many draft picks as you want.
Any picks. Just take the
picks.
I'll
take them all the picks.
Right.
I don't care. I'll Ditka you. You can have the whole draft.
If you have a superstar quarterback, it's worth it.
Then you build from there. You have the most important piece locked down.
Because you're not speculating on whether the quarterback will be good. You know that he's top five type of quarterback.
You know what's easier to find than a franchise quarterback? A defensive end. A defensive tackle.
Sasquatch.
A wide receiver. You know, anything, yeah.
Right.
Exactly. $1 million.
A gigantic diamond.
But here's
the Powerball tickets, easier to find.
Here's the problem with Washington and what they can offer versus these other teams that are, you know, reportedly interested. Is they're drafting 19. Okay, some of the other teams that are interested, from what we read, are drafting higher than that.
So we have to give more.
We have
to throw in a sweat or somebody.
Okay, well, you would assume that the Jets are going to have to throw in a pretty good player as well. But the thing is, they draft two. The Dolphins draft three. The Panthers are drafting somewhere in the top.
Take the whole team. Take the whole team.
I understand that, but that's not going to happen. Washington's not going to give the whole team for Watson.
I would trade the whole team. CB, you could have anyone.
The fact that 180 over the years, because this is going way back to like the Jason Campbell years. You used to argue that a quarterback wasn't that important.
Well, I think you could do it if you have an elite team around you. You can do it, but it's not a consistent way. And I was pro RG3 trade. It blew up in my face. I take all the picks. I was pro. I supported it. It didn't work. But I would do it again. For Deshaun, because Deshaun is proven.
I'm just saying it's going to be harder for them because
I hear you.
Because
people have
drafting.
Better picks.
Yes,
I hear you. But we just have to sweeten the pot. Then
just have a contingency plan. You have a backup plan if Deshaun falls through and you can't get him.
Heineke.
Well, of course they would.
Heineke. That's quite a chasm.
I'm horny for Heineke.
Here's what Herney and Mayhew have to deal with first, in my opinion. What is Alex Smith going to do? We talked about this last week. If Alex
Maybe
Smith says, I'm coming back, that's the first thing that they have to deal with.
I think Ron is going to have a nice conversation with him. And if he wants to continue his career as a starter in this league, they're gonna just give him the greatest farewell, and they're going to let him move on. I really think that. There's no way they can let that uncertainty muck up the progress of this organization.
Even though it's a bit of a PR nightmare, Alex Smith needs to be released. And it's they're going to take a little bit of a hit for it.
And he could go play somewhere else.
He's a great feel-good story. Who doesn't root for Alex Smith to come back from what he came back from?
Everyone
roots for that. But I'm sorry, you can't rely on him to be your starter heading into 2021 and years beyond.
You can't rely
that.
On him for 16 games, but they may be of the opinion this guy won 5 of 6 games as a starter for us.
They're not going to be
he
of that opinion.
He takes care of the ball.
They're not going to want to pay him to be a backup.
We're going to use him as much as possible. No.
Here's the beauty of Herney and Mayhew coming
in. You know, because you can't rely on him week to week.
I understand that. That's why
but
you have
your backups. But saying as a backup. But you don't want it. You can't have a $25 million backup.
No.
Practically speaking.
No, they're going to use him as a starter till he gets hurt, till he has the calf problem, till he has something happen.
He's too much in the equation there.
I wouldn't
because
rule
even
it out.
Though they willed their way to those wins.
You guys ruled him out before and he came back. I wouldn't rule it out. I'm just saying they're going to have to make a tough decision because – this is my guess. My guess is he says he wants to come back.
I agree.
I think
they're going to make the tough decision.
I think he's going to retire.
I think he might come back, but they're going to say, listen, we love you, but we just need to move in a different direction.
But look, they're
at
still going to have another quarterback on the roster. Even if Smith was there, they're going to draft someone. If Smith's there, they're going to draft somebody. If they release him, then they may go out and make a trade or sign a free agent. But they're going to have another quarterback.
100%. But I think it's not. Alex just mucks up the equation, and they're just not in a position to go through this year again.
I think it's going to be very hard for Washington, kind of what Jason said, to beat some of these teams. You know, the other sleeper teams, according to Jeremy Fowler from ESPN, are the Bears and Panthers. Like Jason said, some of these teams have better picks to offer.
Well, the Bears don't. They're right behind Washington, but the Panthers are at 8. I would look at the Jets. I would really pay attention to them at 2, because at 2, you obviously can give that second pick to Houston, and Houston can go out and draft a Fields or Zach Wilson or whoever.
I would be in the Sam Darnold sweepstakes too.
You love Darnold.
Well, I don't know.
I don't hate Darnold.
I would kick the tires on him. He pretty much could play 16 games.
I hope you like turnovers.
I hate him under Adam Gase. I do hate him under that watch.
I think there's a skill set there to be had. You coach him up properly. You put him in the right system.
You might be right.
Yeah. I wouldn't just rule him out yet. I don't want Trubisky, even though he's played a lot more. Not interested. Potentially would be interested. I certainly would be interested in Carson Wentz, but it looks like that's not going to happen. He's going to be there in Philly. I would even kick the tires on Hurts if they wanted to just get rid of that whole nightmare.
Well, they're not getting rid
of
him.
They're not doing that.
No way.
Well, doesn't it seem like the future? I thought the future was Carson. I thought the owner has indicated he wants Carson to be the guy.
Yeah, maybe that's why Peterson's
out. By the way,
I
see Darnold with 39 interceptions and 20 fumbles in 3 seasons.
Yes, it's a lot.
It's a ton.
Hey, that's a lot. But you look at Aikman's early years, Manning's early years. It took a little while.
I understand. It's possible he can turn it around.
Yeah.
Even Kirk Cousins, he doesn't commit the turnovers that he did.
That guy was the human turnover.
He played under Adam Gase. Just like Tannehill did. People thought Tannehill was trash when he played for Adam Gase. Yeah. And look what he's done in Tennessee. He's resurrected his career.
Hey, don't slander the guy. He might be Seattle's new offensive coordinator.
Well, then that's Drab's problem going forward, if that's the case.
Wouldn't you love to just be in the room, be a fly on the wall, and listen to the discussions on quarterback with Rivera, Herney, and now Mayhew? That would be awesome.
I think I know their conversation. Their conversation is, there's no way we can rely on him to be healthy.
No, I know the conversation about Alex. I know what that's all about. Yeah. I'm talking about what they want to do after Alex.
EB, you won't have the kid, slip a bug in Marty Herney's coat pocket
so we
can get the audio.
I'll ask him right now. You know what? I'll send a text and I'll say, what are we going to do at quarterback?
Just say off the record.
Off the record, but then I'm just going to say on the record.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
All right. If you want to chime in, the phone number is 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, Junkies All 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. I don't mean to scoop the entertainment page, but I wanted to turn to something that just wasn't shocking in the world of entertainment. Cakes is the biggest bachelor mark, but I've watched the last season, and then I've started watching this season, so I guess the last two seasons. Big shocker that I read that Dale Moss already broke up with Claire, which was the big controversy. Remember, in last year's rendition of The Bachelorette.
Correct.
The chick fell in love with the ex-football player.
Yes.
They call him a professional player. I think he was a practice squad guy. It's fine. Whatever. Fell in love with him, and then she just called a halt to the show.
Right.
She's like, that's my dude. Love of my life. There was some controversy whether they knew each other beforehand, if maybe he was hollering via Instagram.
They had to bring in a backup bachelorette. They bring in Tayshia.
Tayshia shouldn't have been a backup. She's a lead. She's silly. Anyway, Dunsky. Done.
JP, that's how 80% of the relationships that are forged on that show. That's the way they go.
She was so convinced that was her guy.
Right.
These people are so dumb.
It's fake. The whole show's fake.
Well, those people are just so dumb. I mean, you know, you meet somebody for a week and you fall in love, and then you get on TV, become famous, and then now you have the world as your oyster. Of course you're going to get sized. I mean, it's just human nature.
I mean, if you're the Kobe Bryant lookalike, I don't know what the guy's name is on The Bachelor.
Right.
But he's Kobe's younger brother.
It's Matt.
All right, yep. Matt Bryant. If Matt Bryant has 25 smoking hotties, well, of course he's going to tell him all he loves him.
I think it's Matt James, right?
Whatever it is.
Matt James.
He's got these two first-name guys.
Whoever he picks in 6 months, they'll be Dunsky.
It's funny, my buddy told me he scouted a bunch of the guys that have been on the show, like as an NFL scout. He's the director of college scouting for the Vikings. He said he just started watching it with his wife, I guess, the most recent season. And remember, there was a guy like that they said was from Ashburn, I believe, or Virginia. It was like a big, burly white guy. Do you know what I'm talking about, Cakes?
No,
they
I can't remember
him off
all
the show early.
Can't remember all those donks.
It listed him as a football player too.
Okay.
I think they had like three or four guys that
these
were listed
guys all,
as professional
the guys who get
players.
Listed as football players are guys who are training camp fodder.
Yeah.
Training camp warm bodies. Okay, there aren't a bunch of DeAndre Hopkins.
If they're busy
up on
playing
the
football, they wouldn't be on that dumbass
right.
show.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, but they're still all ripped and still in good shape, and so they're prime candidates.
Anyway, if we did our old school big surprise segment, which was a sarcastic big surprise, Claire and Dale broke up from The Bachelor.
Mm.
Let's go to the phones.
News ever.
It is Open Line Thursday, 800-636-1067. Tim's in D.C. on line three. Tim, you're on with the Junks. What's up?
What's happening, Junks? I mean, I would definitely be super psyched if he was to get Watson. But, you know, I was reading somewhere that he had a no-trade clause agreement. So that means he can pretty much choose where he goes. Do y'all really think we would have a shot of him wanting to come to play in Washington?
Why wouldn't you want to come to the nation's capital? Come on.
Hey, division
I've
winner.
Always thought.
He'd be joining a division champion.
He would.
Exactly.
That's true.
Exactly. I've always thought that D.C. is a great spot. The owner's going to pay you. Well, he's already got a deal. The nation's capital. There's no reason not to come here.
Right, and you can hang out at Bonefish in Ashburn with me.
Right. Jason would be best friends with him.
For wine dinners.
Museums, cultural events, galore.
And listen, a perfect world, I wouldn't want to trade our top players, but if push came to shove, you could finagle them out of me to get our quarterback position locked up for the next decade.
And look, Tim, I don't
think
know
he's that guy.
Tim, I don't know if Deshaun would prefer Washington, but at least, you know, if you think about some of the suitors you're hearing about, Chicago, the New York Jets, Washington, I mean, if he has a preference in terms of city, I don't know. But it's not like those teams are world beaters. It's not like the top teams in the league are gunning for him. Because of the top teams in the league have their quarterbacks.
I guarantee he'd rather go
I'd
to Miami.
I'd stay away from the Jets.
He'd rather go to Miami than Washington.
Miami's a great spot.
Great destination.
That's where
great
if spot. Miami's interested, and I bet you they are, because they could just give Houston Tua if they wanted him, then I think they would be a major player.
That might work.
And they're drafting three. They're drafting three, not 19.
Yep. Right. I'd take a flyer on Tua.
And they have a bunch of picks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go to Ron in Poolsville, line four. Ron, you're on with the Junkies. What's up?
Hey, Ron. What's going on, man?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, buddy.
What's
good.
I think
you guys were touching on this Alex situation. Does he want to play or not want to play? I think it really – I love Alex. I'm going to say that straight up. Character guy. I want him associated with the team. Like you guys have said, it's a public nightmare to let the guy go. But I'm just wondering, is there any kind of way you can structure like a goodbye gift on his contract so he will retire on his, and it'll seem, you know, as it's his own terms, because frankly, he is holding us up from developing a quarterback and drafting a quarterback because
I don't think there is a way. I think you just have to suck it up. No, I think that would be like a way around the cap.
Yeah,
like
we'd definitely be circumventing the salary cap.
Yeah, I don't think there's a way you could legally do that. I think you basically just have to say, look, if you want to play, God bless you. We love everything you've done for this organization, but we just need to solidify the position here, and we're going to let you go.
Well, and he knows that. You know, he knows everything.
Yeah, I mean, he's a professional.
He knows the parameters.
Right. He knows it's a business.
He knows that he's not reliable for 16 weeks, and he's slowed down. He's a statue back there. He knows all that stuff.
But he does think, if you believe what he said, and I believe it, that his success this year proved to him that he could still play at this level, and it seemed to have ignited a fire under him.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he might think, you know what, with another offseason, maybe I can get a little quicker. Maybe I can get a little stronger, you know. I'll be that much more removed from my injury. And I think those are reasonable assumptions.
Yeah,
but Washington may not want to be in that game anymore.
They might and not so, be. But I'm telling you, they might. They might
I don't
still
think so.
Be.
I don't think so.
By Ron's accounts, didn't Ron publicly say when we had JP on that that solidifying the quarterback position was like their number one goal this offseason?
Top priority, yes.
Yeah, top priority.
So
what's that tell you?
That tells you that they don't feel like they have the guy.
It tells me he's seen enough of Alex Smith, and he knows that if they want to get into double-digit win territory, you can't rely on Alex Smith.
They just cut their first-round draft pick of a year and a half ago. You think they won't cut a 15-year veteran with half a leg? They'll do it.
Yes, they will.
they'll do it.
100%.
And it's not a disrespectful thing. Everybody loves Alex Smith. But this organization needs somebody they can rely on and build on for the future. And that time has passed. Alex, maybe he can start in Chicago or someplace where they want to play with that game. But for the most part, he's probably going to be a backup in this league. You know, maybe there's an organization that feels like Alex can put him over the top and grind out a few wins, but I don't think this is the spot.
I think the market for him as a starter is going to be very, very small.
I agree. I agree 100%.
As a backup taking a major pay cut, I think the market would be big for him.
Yeah.
But nobody's going to want him at his current salary. I mean, it's untenable.
I agree. All right, let's go to Daryl, line 5 in Annandale. Daryl, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, buddy.
What's up?
Hey, let me run this past you. The 19th pick.
Yeah.
Jonathan Allen.
Sure.
Fabian Monroe, because they need a cornerback.
Sure.
And next year's first-round pick for Deshaun Watson.
Not going to get it done.
No, not
even close. He'll be laughed off
give
the phone.
You can't give garbage in next year's pick. No, you got to give significant.
You got to give 3 number one picks. 3. Minimum.
And probably a player.
That seems to be the growing sentiment.
Yeah.
It's going to take 3 ones, and probably
and like
a stud.
A nickel corner isn't going to get it done.
Well, yeah, you're not going to be able to give more garbage.
It's not going to be just the 3 ones. There might be a 2 tossed in there or like a 4. I mean, you're going to be given 4 or 5 picks.
Now, I want to say for the record, this is why I'd be a terrible GM. I'd give them all the picks. I'd just say whatever they asked for, I'd say yes.
Right.
And then I would take the quarterback, and I'd pencil in the a franchise for the next decade. I just would. And I would do it. And we could build around them.
You know teams are only willing to give up so much. They're not
understood.
Give up 7
but I'm telling you, I'd be a bad GM. I would go for him.
Correct. That's
I'd
why
give him
you
everything.
Would be a bad GM. Right.
I would be a bad GM.
As long
GM.
As we've established that.
I admit that. I would be a bad GM. I wouldn't know where to start.
I know you want him bad. I'll tell you what. You give 7 number ones, you can get them.
Yeah.
Yes. Houston would take that deal.
Well, at a minimum, I would dick it. I'd give them every pick in the draft this year. You could have our entire draft. Would you do that?
One year's worth of draft picks?
Yep.
Of course I would.
But
yes.
That's not going to get it done, just 1 year's worth.
You can have our whole draft and Fabian Moreau.
No. they want number one picks. They don't want a 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th. They want ones.
I'm just telling you, I would do the Ditka trade. All right, let's go to Robbie, line 6, Winchester. Robbie, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing this morning?
Hey,
what's up, Robbie?
Listen. You can't go out there and get Deshaun Jackson.
Deshaun Watson. Go ahead.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson. And give up your whole team for him. Then they already gave up a good receiver for, and then he didn't have anything. So why would you want to give up all that for him? Then he's not going to have anything. There's no way that you can afford and go and get this guy right now. You're putting away your future. We have to keep our future. We have to keep our draft picks. You know, I know he's a good quarterback, but he's not worth to give him up all that for him. You know? But then he's not going to have.
What's
nobody.
He worth, in your opinion? If they said, listen, you set the market. This is what would you be willing? Where would you max out? What would you be willing to give up?
I would give up 2 first round draft picks.
Right, that's reasonable. That's reasonable.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that'll get it done, but at least it's reasonable. Yeah.
That won't get it done.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably
not enough.
That would be a steal if you could just give up 2 number ones.
Right. You do that 1,000 times out of 1,000.
Now, when they say, it's all semantic. When they say 3 ones, does that include maybe swapping ones this year?
Yeah. Like, probably.
Okay. So then probably. I still get one? Where do they pick? Probably not, though, because they pick higher than us, right?
Houston?
Yeah.
I don't think Houston has a first round pick.
Oh, they don't have a first round. Is that what it is? Yeah.
Well, didn't they give their pick
I think their
to
top
Miami?
Pick is 67.
Yeah, they don't have
one.
Oh,
they're
draft.
Desperate for picks.
So desperate. They're so thirsty
they're desperate.
For picks.
So you might
because
have to give up first and
gave,
a second.
They gave away their picks for the Kenny Stills and the – who's the
right.
offensive
Tunsil.
Lineman?
Laramie Tunsil.
Tunsil, yeah.
Man, most O'Brien guys are just thirsty. Gutted that team.
Most guys are thirsty
That's
for
why
picks.
Miami is drafting 3.
Yes, correct.
Right. Right.
Because the Texans, I can't say this enough, are a horrible, inept organization, even without Bill O'Brien.
But if you think about it,
wouldn't it be funny if Miami got involved and Miami gave back Houston the pick they got for those trades right. to get right. Deshaun Watson?
Right. Funny. If you think about it, though, of all the elite quarterbacks in the league, he's by far the best, most accessible one, right? There's nobody even on his level that you could potentially get.
You mean if you're considering all the guys who could be free agents or, you know, like the Matthew
Anything.
Staffords?
Like, just and, the yeah. best quarterbacks in the league. He's the best one you could potentially get. Because you're not going to get Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, right.
yeah. He's the best one you could potentially get.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
So that's why I just go all in. Take all the picks.
I mean, he was throwing the ball to, okay, Will Fuller had a really good year until he got suspended. He was throwing to guys like Brandon Cooks, Kiki Kuti, Akins, his tight end. I mean, he had a few pieces, but it's not like he was surrounded by a bunch of all-stars in Houston, and he led the league in passing.
Think about it. Yeah. And think about how good he is
well, he threw
running
the
football,
times.
Too.
He threw the ball
think about how good
times.
He is running the football, too.
Sure.
I mean,
yeah.
guy, he's probably, in a lot of ways, like, exactly the quarterback you would draw.
No, he's a stud. Although, Jason, you're not as high on...
Well, because he does hold the ball yeah. a lot. He yeah. holds the ball too long. He gets sacked a billion times.
You've been critical of him the last couple of years, I know.
Well, yeah, because I've had him on my fantasy team, and every time I need a big game from him...
He does get sacked. Like, he's sacked 49 times, but here's what else he does. He yeah. pushes the ball downfield. 8.9 yeah. yards
yeah.
per attempt.
Yeah. He doesn't
he's
throw a lot of picks.
He's the anti-Alex Smith.
He doesn't give the ball away. That's one.
And I just remember it. All the story when Clemson won a national title and Dabo was interviewed and he was in, and just all the great stories about what a character guy he is. Mm-hmm. I just want him part of my organization.
Oh, he's high character. He's highly intelligent. Remember a couple years ago, it went viral, him breaking down that one play where mm-hmm. he was talking about, you know, receiver goes here and receiver goes there. And then I see this at the line. And he went through it.
Right.
Which you're just not used to hearing quarterbacks do in one of his pressers. He went on for like a minute and a half talking about this one play.
He Heineke'd
it. People were blown away.
Yeah, yep. Obsessed.
Right. It is Open Line Thursday. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067 is the number.
All right, $40 an hour. $40 an hour. That's what you can make as the next Crop Metcalf five-star plumbing technician. Crop Metcalf's new winning wage program offers custom compensation plans paying top plumbers the equivalent of $40 an hour or more, plus a generous benefits package starting day one. Join the winning team at Crop Metcalf, an industry leader in the D.C. area for over 40 years. Visit CropMetcalf.com/winningwage for details and to apply. Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician and proud partner of the Washington Nationals.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington on an Open Line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show at 800-636-1067. Right now, though, we'll dive into the Junkies Blitz brought to you by Impress Technology, an SBA certified hub zone solution provider and Dell Federal partner. We'll start in Baltimore, where Valdez's head coach, John Harbaugh, offered a defiant rebuttal to criticism about his offense, saying he is not apologizing for Lamar Jackson's style of play or the team's run-oriented game plan. Of course, they were bounced by the Bills last weekend in a 17-3 divisional playoff loss. Harbaugh went on to say, the reason why I'm strong on this is because it goes back to the same criticism we've heard the last 3 years about not being the type of an offense or the type of a quarterback that some people want to see. They're just going to have to live with it because Lamar Jackson has won a lot of football games here and our offense has won us a lot of football games here, and we're not apologizing for that for 1 second.
Why should he? I mean, he should stick with what he believes in, and he believes in Lamar Jackson, and that's the offense they're going to run. I don't have a problem with it. It's a throwback type of offense, run-oriented. I mean, I like passing as much as the next guy, more than the next guy, but that Ravens offense is fun to watch with Lamar at the helm. It just
They finished dead last in the NFL in passing for the first time since 2003. Harbaugh explained that the reason is they had the best run offense in the history of football the last 2 years.
I don't know. I still think you can't finish last in passing and win Super Bowls.
I mean, it would be great if Lamar's passing numbers went up a bit, but I don't think they have to go up a ton. I mean, you add a little more passing to the mix, but it should still be run-centric.
No, what has to go up a ton is his decision-making in big games. That's what has to go up a ton.
I think if you give him a better receiver, you're going to be in a better spot. You know, if this continues to happen, if this happens another season or two where they don't advance in the playoffs and Lamar has these
subpar
games.
They did advance in the playoffs.
You're right, but I'm saying further than where they are. They won their first round game. But if they don't get beyond the divisional round, let's say, and they don't get to a championship game, then you might revisit and think about things. But I think you need to give him another premier receiver.
I don't disagree with that. Look at the way Josh Allen blossomed with Stephon Diggs.
Right.
But throwing a pick six from the 10-yard line, which completely changed the game, was not on the receiver.
No, right. he tried to cram that in, didn't see the corner coming over.
So the problem is that he threw a pick six and it changed the game, but now he's throwing the ball, but he needs to throw more. You get what I'm saying? His mistake was that he threw the ball and made a pick six.
Right.
But now they need to throw more.
Well, I think that's a dilemma for Harbaugh and that staff. I really do. They'd like to see him throw the ball more, but maybe they just don't trust him or he doesn't trust himself. There's a lot of times when he drops back and he just doesn't trust his eyes, and he either holds on to the ball or just looks to run. I think he's got to be a better passing quarterback. Everyone agrees on that. I thought this year
he was a better passer than he was last year. I don't know if the numbers indicate it, but I actually agree with Feinstein on that. I thought this year he was a little better at it. I wouldn't hesitate to run, though. I'd run my ass off if I was Lamar Jackson. Yeah. That's where his bread is buttered.
That's what it feels like,
and maybe Valdez brought this up last week, but the criticism of the Ravens for kind of knocking on the door and not quite bursting through, it feels like when we used to be hard on Gary for just taking the Terps to the Sweet 16. Mm-hmm. And then, boom, he made it to the Final Four and won a national championship.
Well, how about Elway? Elway, his entire career wasn't able to break through, and finally did. I mean, he's getting them to Super Bowls, but wasn't able to win one.
It's just I find it pretty ironic that, you know, the goalposts are always being moved with him. He's one of the most analyzed quarterbacks in the last 10 years of the NFL. Yeah.
Well, because he's got a unique skill set, though.
I think it's because it's different.
It's unique.
People aren't used to what's going on. It's as, you know, in a passing league where every single team is trying to throw it 50 times a game, this is a team that wants to run it 30 times.
I'd like to see his passing numbers go up, but if he keeps his rushing numbers, especially where they were the last six or seven games of the season, including the playoffs, if he's rushing for 90 yards per game, he runs for 1,000 yards. But here's the thing.
It's all his fault, and he stinks and everything because he couldn't win a playoff game. Then he won a playoff game. He's so defensive. It's just so funny because that was the whole thing, is that he stinks, can't win a playoff game, can't come from behind, did all that against the Titans, but now he stinks even more because he threw a pick. And now the team needs to go and go to the Super Bowl for him to be validated.
You just can't rely on the running numbers from Lamar when you're playing better teams in the playoffs. And you saw that.
Well, I think I think he's proven he can win in the league. I mean, think about it. His 2 full years as starter. He's been 13-2, 11-4. His overall record, I know people don't like to ascribe wins to quarterbacks, but let's be honest. He's largely responsible for that.
Oh, yeah.
They're 30-7 with him under center. Mm-hmm. If you can win in the regular season, I think you can win in the playoffs. You just have to keep knocking on the door.
I would love, bad games. By the way, Valdez, you can win.
I don't think he's fatally flawed.
I would love to see A-Rob or Kenny Galladay or somebody of that ilk land in Baltimore to plug into that offense.
Will. I think they will.
Well, they got to be selfless because they realize they're not going to be targeted 10 times a game. That's right. Just not the offense.
What's their cap situation? Are they pretty safe?
I think they have enough to add a piece. Because they're letting Ingram go, they're letting RG3 go. Willie Snead's probably gone too, so they're gonna have enough space to make some moves. It's not like they're totally strapped, but they don't have the luxury of going out free agent shopping all over the place.
The Detroit Lions have a new head coach. They named Dan Campbell as their head coach. He's the former New Orleans Saints assistant head coach and tight ends coach. He replaces Matt Patricia. Who was fired?
What, get
in
6 years?
Six-year contract.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
He's G'd up. That's
he is.
It. It's over.
He's expected to bring fellow Saints assistant coach Aaron Glenn with him as defensive coordinator.
Aaron Glenn, who played DB in the league? That's his DC? Mm-hmm. Wow.
Texas A&M guy. I remember him playing in college and in the pros.
Well, that's where Campbell went.
Campbell was interim head coach with the Miami Dolphins for 12 games. It's a 6-year deal, man. That seems like a long deal for somebody in Detroit. They usually fail.
Well, you have to incentivize somebody to go coach the Lions, and you throw an extra year on the deal.
What's the dough? Did you say?
I don't think they released that.
6 years, but it's got to be at least $5 million a year, right? At least.
Oh, for an unproven guy like Campbell, I think that might be high.
Maybe
I'm gonna say three and a half.
Really?
Yeah, 6 years, yeah. 18 million. I'll give him that.
I feel
maybe
like
20.
The bars. I feel like it's higher than that. But okay,
I didn't see the money reported anywhere.
All right. Maybe.
Yeah, sometimes
low.
It's hard to find what NFL coaches are making. They don't like to disclose that too much.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Tommy's in Roanoke. Tommy, you're on with the Junkies. What's up,
Tommy?
Tommy.
Tommy, what's up, buddy? You're on the Junks.
Oh, Tommy dropped off. Okay. Real quick, let me mention Brittany Breeze, who is Drew Breeze' wife.
Mm-hmm.
On her Instagram, she said that her husband had been playing with these injuries this season. We all knew about the 11 broken ribs and the collapsed lung, but she said that he was also playing with a torn rotator cuff and a torn fascia in his foot.
See, that makes sense to me. That's why the arm just fell off so much. He had a friggin' torn rotator cuff.
Wow.
Of course it did. So, if that thing can heal and you want to run it back again, I'd let him run it back. I know that a lot of people probably
would disagree
with that.
He already told Jameis it's his team now.
I know, but he's got $25 million guaranteed for this next year.
If he wanted to come back?
Yeah.
But he's got enough money that
so does Alex Smith. So,
true.
But it's just a matter of if he really wants to come back.
He's a little older.
That's $25 million.
Right.
I mean, I think he's going to retire, but I don't know.
I think he's going to retire too, but I could see why you'd be tempted.
Maybe
you go,
they talk
okay, well,
to the family.
Go,
$25 million is $25 million.
$25 million, even if you got a lot.
And I don't want to go out like that, where my arm is just so poopy. I'm going to rehab it. The thing is, if he had a surgery on that, that's like a long ass time for a 42 year old guy to rehab that.
But people that have had that fascia problem on the foot, I used to play hoops.
That's
with
also
this guy.
Naggy.
Like
thing.
It's just a nightmare.
Yeah. That's a nagging thing.
Yeah.
For sure.
Just throw on an extra sock. Put an orthotic in the shoe.
Right.
He'll be good.
It's that simple. Yeah. And by the way, Patrick Mahomes apparently was taking all the reps in practice for the Chiefs yesterday.
Oh, he's still playing.
Still in the protocol, but all signs he's are playing. That he was looking good in practice.
He's fine.
According to Andy Reid, he took all the snaps and feels good. So they're following the protocol, but he should be good to go for the AFC Championship game. Against the Buffalo Bills. All right, coming
up
next.
By the way, it wasn't just the head that was bothering. Remember, he hurt his foot earlier in the game. He hurt his toe.
Yeah,
and he was kind of gimping around.
He was limping around.
What
was that?
I think somebody stepped on him. Right? Didn't somebody step on him?
Is that all it was?
I don't know if someone stepped on him, but it might have been just been like
reported
how he planted.
As turf toe, and turf toe is no joke.
I think it's kind of how he planted, so that could be an issue.
All right, coming up next, our pal Rick Snyder will join us. We'll talk about the Washington football team, the changes they're making at GM, and more here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.